Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Just bow our heads and open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so appreciative. Lord, it's such a wonderful day. Lord, you grant us health and strength that we may have another opportunity to gather together. Lord, and it's so good to have fellowship with saints we love and appreciate. Lord, we can draw strength one from another. Lord, in your goodness, be able to share, Father, what you're doing in our hearts and our lives with each other, that we may rejoice together. Lord, we truly thank you for all you've done. Bless the service, Father. The song service, Lord, preparing our hearts for your word when it comes. And Lord, just every phase, may you just get the glory and honor and everything. We thank you so much. We just ask us all now in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. He's wonderful, saints. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you'd like. Hallelujah. A little pamphlets there, if you'd like to turn with me to page 11. Amen. Comforter is come. Amen. Has he come? Living in your heart? Hallelujah. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, wherever human heart and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the comforter.
Boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine wandering mortals tell the matchless crazy mind that I, a sinner born, should in his image shine. The Comforter has come.
Amen.
Oh, the Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Father's promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever mortals found. The Comforter has come.
Amen. Are you thankful he's come? And is he living in your heart?
Amen. The Comforter has come. Amen. Over one page, page 9. Amen. If you can sing that first one with all your heart, all you ought to be able to sing this one. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Amen. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all his mercies to me. When to Jerusalem my Lord went, there were praises to him from the people who received the Lord. Him they highly received. But the Pharisees that gathered there said, make them be still. But Jesus said, the rock will surely cry out. Let him cry. Amen. Hallelujah. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all his mercies to me. We stood and sit with our heads hanging down. God is with us now, giving strength to the bride each day. Since the true way she's found, and the manifested signs of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the rapture will take her away from death.
Amen. Think about it.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. And I rose up to pray the Lord for all his mercies to me.
Amen. Why shouldn't we praise him? Amen. He's been so good to us. Oh, he's wonderful, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn our capstone books, if you would. Amen. Page 84. Oh, he's wonderful, saints. He's just absolutely wonderful. Amen. The hallelujah side. Oh, he's good. Amen.
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his robe around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, for I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living. Amen. Hallelujah. pride. Oh, for my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight blinks. And I'm living. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you living here? Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, for I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. Not for earth's golden millions will I leave this precious place. Though the tempter to persuade me oft has tried. Oh, for I'm safe in God's pavilion, happy in his love and grace. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, for I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. Oh, here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright. Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with music and my heart with great delight. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. And upon the streets of glory when we reach the other shore, and have safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide, oh, you will find me shouting glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Where I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Amen. Are you living on that hallelujah side? Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated as we ask our brother to come. Amen. Amos, would you like to come up for the offering? Ask the blessing, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly, it is a privilege and an honor to be here this morning, Lord. We thank you so much for thy many blessings to us, for thy grace and thy mercy in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the service thus far. Lord, prepare our hearts for the hearing of thy word, Lord.
Yes.
What we ask is your word comes forth, let our hearts and minds be open, Lord, receptive to receive what you have for us, Lord. May it find that good ground. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering, that it will be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. We ask this all in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Hallelujah. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Oh, the devil, he don't like it talking about this good old way. Devil, he don't like it talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Oh, feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. So let's go on. Let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord.
Amen.
Don't it make you feel good? Talk about him, what he's done for you. Oh, saints, hallelujah. He's wonderful. How many have a request on your heart? Something? Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request this morning?
Lord Jesus, Father, we deem it another privilege to be here today and sing these precious songs. Father, we just ask now that you would bless each person that's here. Each request that's upon their hearts, Lord. We just pray that you touch Brother Dion as he brings the message this morning. Open our hearts.
Yes,
Father. Just may your will be done in our lives.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you have a song this morning, Karen? Amen. She come if you would.
Many started out in this journey. They endured as warriors for a while, but by and by their cross became just a little heavy. They turned and laid their cross aside. Cease to glow, or does it burn greater, that hunger and thirst in your soul for Christ? So in love with him, you'd never lay your cross aside. This world holds nothing, God's my portion. I count it joy just to carry this cross for Christ. For one morning soon, we're gonna feel this old earth tremble. Then we'll be so glad we didn't lay our cross aside.
Has your love
for Christ grown cold? The flame died down, the ember ceased to glow, or does it burn greater, that hunger and thirst in your soul for Christ? So in love with him, you'd never lay your cross aside.
Amen. Let's
Let's all stand, if you would. Amen. Sing a little chorus. Only believe as ask her brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Heads bowed. Precious, precious Lord Jesus. Again, we are so appreciative in our heart that you've given us another little opportunity to be gathered in this little building, and Father, to be gathered with saints of like precious faith, and knowing the time and the hour we live, it's an exciting time, yet it's a sobering time. That Lord Jesus, knowing what's taking place throughout the land, what's happening, Lord, through people's lives, and what's being fulfilled that you promised would take place. So we gather here today again, Lord, to follow your instructions and to see what you have for us as an individual. That, Lord, we're not here as a group affair, Lord, leaning on somebody else's shoulders. But, Father, we're here. It's between you and me. It's between each one that stands here with me today and you, Lord. So we ask that you would help us now and deliver to our hearts the things you've laid upon my heart, Lord, to bring to your people. And may the spirit of revelation be with it, Lord, that we'll grow greater in thee, O God. We ask now that thy will be done as we wait on you to speak to our hearts through the word. In your glorious, precious name we ask. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. You happy to be here this morning? Amen. Amen. I'm very happy by God's grace to be here. Amen. I'm so thankful for him and what he's done for me by his grace and mercy. Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel, the 11th chapter. And this brings something out here. I just feel the Holy Spirit impressing on my heart to go back to these things and to bring it out. Amen. Just thank the Lord for touching my body. I appreciate it. I'll tell you, there got toward the middle of the week, and it was very painful to even walk. My feet was giving me some trouble and from the heat and so forth. So I just thank the Lord he touched them, and I feel real good. But like I could dance if I had to. Amen. But we ain't going to do that. That would be a sight. All right, so Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, and let's read the 5th verse. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, Speak, thus saith the Lord. Thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. My, a little blessed reading his word, and you may be seated. Amen. I was thinking about this and praying and just waiting, And things begin to come to my mind and begin to search and pray about it and so forth. But, you know, I was thinking about it even this morning. One thing about it, I don't know what everybody did this morning. You know, somebody might have got up and fixed pancakes, ate pancakes. Somebody might have went outside and sat on the porch. Or, you know, I don't know what you've done today. But I do know this one thing. It's something that every one of you did. You thought. Amen. You had thoughts. And it's obvious we all had thoughts. I mean, we can't say we... I don't think there's anybody who would ever stand and say, oh, I didn't have any thoughts this morning. To operate, you had to have thoughts. You know, you thought, well, it's, maybe you decided to get out of bed at 4 o'clock this morning, maybe 6 o'clock this morning, and you thought about that, and that's what you did. Or maybe you thought you'd want to have pancakes, and you had pancakes. You see, whatever you thought, but you still all had thoughts. From the youngest to the oldest, you see, we had thoughts. And Ezekiel here is showing us something here as the Lord told him to speak. Thus saith the Lord. He said, I know the things that come in your mind. Now just think of that. Even as you sit there and I stand here, he knows the things that comes to my mind. Say, now, you sure, Brother Steve, I wasn't just in the Old Testament, though. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still knows. And even in the book of Revelation, the second chapter, he searcheth our reins. Yeah, he searcheth the thoughts and knows the heart. Yeah. So we obviously sit here today, and I stand here this morning, without being able to hide anything we think about, you know, or what we thought about yesterday, or what we thought about last night, or what we are thinking about what I'm going to do today, you know. You just definitely can't hide it. He's God, you know, and he doesn't change. So in thinking about that, and thinking about all the tremendous word that God has given us, I mean, God has so blessed us with an abundance of his word. He gave us a prophet of the age and give us the word that we would know exactly how to stand. We'd know what God expects. We'd know what he will do, what he has done, what he's doing now. He has so graciously revealed all these things. So as a whole, it's a lot of word. I mean, it's a lot of word. And he knows what we think about every word that he gave you. He knows, you know. You know, I was thinking about last Sunday, again, about the, just talking about the not wearing a woman wear anything that pertains to a man and correcting her children, different things like that, just as to an example of the many, many words God has given us. And regardless what word it is, God knows what we think about that particular word. Okay, now, I know we got all the word as a whole, as far as what each one understands as an individual, what's been given to you, what's been taught to you or preached to you, whatever it is. But yet, God knows the very thought we have toward that word. He knows the very desire we have toward that word. Okay? Because, again, he knows his heart. As I wrote it down in Revelation 2:23, I am he which, I mentioned it, I am he which searcheth the reins, or he examines the reins. Okay, the thoughts, he examines them. Okay? And hearts. So he examines the reins and the hearts. Now, he's not talking about the heart that we have in our chest that's pumping blood. He's not talking about that. Anytime you look up in Scripture, it's the soul. So he examines the reins and the soul. Okay, and the soul is the seat of appetites, desires, ambitions, the drive that you have for whatever it is in life. You know, before he changes us, before we're born again, filled with his Holy Spirit, our drives and ambitions is things for the world. And we just love to have those things for the world. We love to do the things like the world and act like the world and sing like the world, whatever it may be, think like the world. But after he changes that, then the ambitions and drives is totally different, you see. But he searches, he examines the thoughts, he examines the soul. So what is this that he knows all about me? When it comes to every word. You know, he's mentioned about the pertaining to man's peril. We know how some people think toward that word. And we'll see as we go along. And what they think about that word, I'm just using it because this is what pops in my mind. But anyhow, what people think about that word shows you by what they express what they think about that word. You see? If they don't believe it and they think that was back then and they throw the word out pertaineth instead of, you know, like I say, now the scripture said, he could have said, she that puts on a man's apparel. But it didn't. It said, she that puts on anything that pertains to man's apparel. So what does that word mean to me as an individual? Again, that's just an example. We could use many things. But we talked about that last Sunday, so we just kind of bring it up. And there's nobody sitting here that I think wears those clothes like that. And if you did, that's between you and God. But I'm just saying, what do we feel about that? What was my thoughts toward that? Was the thinking, now remember, God knows all about this. Was my thinking was, well, I'm just going to not wear it because this is the way this church believes it. Or, I don't think Brother Steve approves of it. Or is it, I know this is what God don't want in my life. You see, we all have our own thinking. And you cannot say a word about it. Just get along with everybody. There may be things that we bring from the prophet's message and you may never say a word about it because you just want to be here. You want to be a part of this little group and you don't want it to go there, this way, that way. And you love everybody and you just think, oh, this is the final place, so this is where I'm going to be. I'm just going to go say anything about it. I'll just keep my mouth shut. But always remember, God still knows what you think about it. You see? And that's not, like I said, I've used words for examples, but I'm talking about the whole word as a whole. How do we feel about it? You know? Every word. Every speck of it. You know? But just always remember, he knows what we're thinking. He knows what I think right now. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows what you're thinking. And maybe you're anticipating, I'm going to speak on this or I'm going to say this. He knows what you're thinking on that. Yeah. He knows all about it. So, let's examine this a little bit. Because there's a quote I want to, there's just something about it that just felt in my heart. I just can't get away from it. That as many times it's been read, and many times it's been spoken, many times we have listened to it, it seems like it still is that void there of not really, the people really not having a real assurance, a real understanding of what the prophet is saying. And it's nothing I can interpret. Only the Holy Spirit can place it in your heart. The only thing I can do is take God's word and bring this quote, that quote, this scripture, and trust the Holy Spirit will dip it down in your heart to make it more important to you. But as I bring it out again now, I don't know what you're thinking or will think about it. I don't know what you'll feel about it. You may hear this quote when I read it. I've heard that so many times, he ain't telling me nothing different about it. You can think that. Or you can think, when I begin to read it, this is what the problem is, and be clear off the line with it. Again, God will know what we think about it. He'll know exactly what we think. Was the moment I begin to read this and it begins to register in the mind and you begin to process the thought of it, he knows what that'll be. You see? He'll know what it is before you even think it. You see? So the thing of it is, I'm not going to hide anything from God. I'm not going to pretend my way to make God think I think the right way. No, I can't pretend it. I can't make believe it some way to make it God can't see it. No. God will see it. He searcheth, He examines. Isn't that something we serve of God that examines our thoughts? Why? Examines it. To make sure every thought is the mind of Christ. You see? Well, in the Christ mystery God revealed, this is paragraph 218, July 28, 1963. The prophet says, it is not the expressions of some church that we should express something. So, let's think of this in this way. And neither does an expression of the maybe way a certain way this church dresses, that's the way we'll do because this church does it. I do what the Holy Ghost wants me to do and what He's revealed to me. Okay? That's why I do not condemn. If one of you sisters wear dresses clear to the floor, fine with me. You'll hear me condemn it, though, if it goes too high. And you show yourself. Yeah. And some women like to take it to the very limit to where it's just below the knee. And still when they sit down, I had a minister come to my home one time. He'd sit down and his wife was sitting there. And that's all she did was sit there. Oh, yeah. All the time she was there. Why didn't she just make it longer? You know? But she was expressing the way she believed about the Word. You see? And we all do that. We all express what we believe about the Word. You can't hide it. No. No way. So it isn't an expression of some church. No. A whole church might be wrong, but you. You know? But it's something much greater than that. Okay? And it should never come to the point we sit here today and we do a certain thing because this church wants to do it. No. No. You're living a hypocritical life. You see? It's got to come from the heart. It's got to come from what God has revealed to you. Now, again, that isn't going to say if you're doing something wrong, I'm not going to stand up here and condemn it and bring the Word against it. I sure will. If it's against the Word, I will bring it. You know? To try to show you, not just to tell you you're wrong, but to try to give you the Word to show you how it's wrong and explain to it's wrong. You see, not just say, it's wrong, don't do it. You don't do it my way, hit the highway. Like some of them do, you know. No. I love you and I want you to understand what you're doing. I want you to know what you're doing is wrong or right or whatever it may be. You see? All right, he says, it's not the expression of some church that we should express something. It's a life that you don't live yourself. But He comes in you and lives by His self. Okay? And you become a prisoner to any human or intellectual being at all. You're led by the Spirit. And how do you know? How do you know you're led by the Spirit? Now you may say, well, I might know that I was losing my mind. Maybe a man that loses his mind does that. But if you have the mind of Christ, that's what we want to talk about. In reality, the mind of Christ, wow, that takes on a lot of territory because that's His Word, okay? But if you have the mind of Christ, Christ expresses Himself through you. It shows that it's Him. I get that. It shows that it's Him. If we have the mind of Christ, now we can read the Scripture and we can read what the prophet said about we should have the mind of Christ and so forth. But always remember, if we do have the mind of Christ, He said, not me, He said, it will express itself. Okay? No questions. It will express itself. I mean, you just can't help it. If you have the mind of Christ. So it's not this thing of trying to get into this land of fantasy and try to believe that I'm going to have the mind of Christ and I want the mind of Christ. No, that's all good. But the thing is, friend, it's something that really happens. That you have the mind of Christ. And that it does express itself. It's not you. Remember, he said it's a life you don't live yourself. So it must be something much greater than my human intellectuals can do. It's a life I can't live myself. I said, no, I keep bringing it up as just a little example. But could you imagine how some people in this message, the minute you talk about these man-looking clothes they wear, what they would think? The first thing they want to do, the preacher's fanatic will have nothing to do with him. Yeah. I want to have nothing to do with that. Why, look at all the other message churches. Look at them. About all of them wear those type of clothes. They couldn't all be wrong. Because they're living by the expression of some church instead of having the mind of Christ. You see? But like I said, I just use that for an example because it's fresh in your mind from last week. But what does this do? What is this for me for this every word? What is it for you? What, as we sit here today, what is this for me of having the mind of Christ truly? Not just a quote, not just something the prophet read and we want to skip over. Could you imagine if some way we have the ability to know every man and woman's heart, how many times that just been passed over? Or it was read or listened to, that's what I want. I want the mind of Christ. And then they walk out the door and it's never even thought of. And God knew all about it. He knew what we thought. He knew at the time, oh, a little urge hits us on the inside. Oh, that's what I want. I want to be that. And then it disappears. Wow. There's only one way that keeps it from disappearing, and that's by the Holy Spirit in your life and revealing it to you. And it no longer disappears. It becomes a reality. He says, but if you have the mind of Christ, Christ expresses himself through you and shows it's him. I guess read that. Let's back on down. But a real man, well, let's catch this one. Some people under illusions and things goes out and becomes insane. Well, that we know that's wrong. That's the devil trying to impersonate the real thing before it gets here. There's always a bogus, he says. But a real man, now think about what he just said there. You see people in this heroin and meth and all that stuff, and you see them shaking and acting crazy and do things they would never do. Their mind's gone, friend. They'll do things. They'll maybe kill somebody, shoot somebody, do something and never think a thing about it because their mind's gone. What about us? Is the carnal mind gone? Pushed aside? Laid aside? Where Christ can express what he wants done through us. Oh my. But a real man is to lose his own thoughts and his own thinking. Not come up blindly like that. Now you don't come up and just, you're no good to society because that's all that you can think of. No, you still can do your job. You still can cook. You can still take care of children and all that. No, people won't think they want to take it. Oh, I want the mind of Christ and they can't do nothing in life. That's Satan taking it the other way. You see? All right, let's go on. You come up with your right senses, and Christ takes you over and expresses himself. Christ takes you over and expresses yourself, himself. Now to the world, you're an insane person. They think you're crazy, not wanting to watch TV, not wanting to do this, not wanting to run to the bars and not do this, that, and that. They think you're crazy. And say, oh, he's insane. Not wanting to look at their dirty books, listen to dirty jokes. And all. They think you're insane. Well, you ain't right. For this many times in my life, you ain't right. Yeah, I'm not right for the world. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it, you see. All right? He says, now, if you're insane, you're actually insane, then there's nothing. See, the devil can't take you into complete control. He'll make you do everything contrary to this word. But when Christ takes you over, he'll express that word right through you because it's him. He is the word. And then you can see the expression of Christ. not some illusion of some sort, but a real, genuine Christ expressing himself right through you. Oh, how beautiful. Now, is it okay to use that a little illustration again? Just so, like I said, I'm just using that one because it's something you're fresh with. You tell me what's the mind of Christ. Someone wearing something that is not showing their figure, a woman I'm talking about, not showing their figure, to cause a man to lust after her, and to not look like a man, very godly, saintly looking, that will not attract man's attention. That's why, what's what modest is, and modest apparel, to not draw a man's attention. Or is it the other side, to put not only a pants, pair of skirts, whatever you want to call it, or something on that's going to show your figure, that's tight around your hind end, that when you walk, it's going to show your rear moving. I'm just being plain, friends. Knowing the word says, he that looketh upon a woman to lust after hath already committed adultery in his heart already with her. Amen. Now you tell me, which one of them is Christ? Which one is it? Okay? If I'm on this side of trying to take it to the limit, oh, it may be dragging the floor 40 feet behind you. But the point is to show the expression of your body causes a man to lust. So now what would please God, that side or this side? What would be the thoughts of God? What would be his expression? You going to tell me that's his expression? Or are you going to tell me this is his expression? Now, it's just one word. Now, because see, that woman could dress perfectly right and disrespect her husband and still be lost if she don't believe that. You see, it has to be the whole word as a whole. What do you think about every word that proceeds from the mouth of God? He knows. Like I said, now this woman, she might be she might speak in tongues. Listen over here. She might prophesy. She may really say she loves her husband. And you may never hear her back talk her husband. But still there's one word that she does not agree with. She has in mind to wear something to make the brothers look at her. What would express Christ? I'm taking it slow and easy. I say, I want you, if only the Holy Spirit can place every word, well, about the correction of children, well, about honor thy father and thy mother. Huh? What about all these things? Give Caesar what belongs to Caesar. All these things, all these words, he already knows what I feel about it. He knows what I think about it. He knows how I want to take it to the edge, as they call it. He knows. Okay? Let's go on. The world is again falling apart. I don't know if this is the one you was listening to the other day, Brother Pitts, or not. But this is November 27, 1963, paragraph 196. If the mind of Christ is in us, then we will recognize the word to be the truth. We will recognize it. If the mind of Christ is in us, we will recognize the word of God to be the truth. And it lives right through us. You can't help it. Can't help it. No, you can't help it. Because there's such a strong desire in your heart, you ain't going to let nothing stop it. No, because he placed that in your heart. You see? All right? Now, let me read this quote and then we're going to read some scriptures. This is in the Church Age book. I'm going to take my jacket off if you don't mind. All right, it's Church Age book. This was page 172. This is where the Holy Spirit told the prophet to pick up his pen and begin to write. All familiar with that, I'm sure. He said, the members of the virgin bride will love him. Now, let me stop here before I go too much further. Do you believe that was the Holy Spirit? Amen. That told him to pick up that pen and write? Amen. Absolutely. I believe it was the same Holy Spirit that had those apostles and those prophets write the scriptures. Is that right? If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't even read that book. No. But I believe that with all my heart. That was the Holy Spirit that told him to pick up his pen and begin to write. And it was the Holy Spirit talking to the bride. Okay? The members of the virgin bride will love him, and they will have his potentials. For he is their head, and all power belongs to him. They are subject to him as members of our bodies are subject to our heads. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. John 5:19. Jesus never done nothing unless it was showed him by the Father. This harmony is now to exist between the groom, I'm going to say you. He says bride. But if you're bride, it's you. This harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. He shows her his word of life. She receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here's the secret of this. Now you want to hear the secret? You might remember it, but let me renew your minds to it. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride as it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ. Now watch this next thing. For she knows what he wants done with the word. Oh, glory. She knows exactly what he wants done with that word. It isn't a thing, I don't think this, and I think that, and I think it'll be this, and I think it'll be that. No. She'll know exactly what God wants done with that word. Exactly. No questions. No trying to change it. Not trying to make it better for myself. Make it a little easier for my flesh. No. She knows exactly what he wants done with that word. Paul prisoner, I mentioned so many times. She will know exactly what God wants done with that word. Now, we're talking about the bride. Not everything else. The bride will know exactly. He reveals it. He said she receives it. Is that right? She knows exactly. She knows what God or Christ wants done with that word. What he wants fulfilled of it. You see? He says, she performs the command of the word. Oh. In his name, for she has thus saith the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit. Hallelujah. And it comes to pass like a seed that is planted by the water. And it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Serving its purpose. We are here for a purpose, friends. For the Word of God to be fulfilled, to be manifested in our lives. You see? He says here, those in the bride do only His will. Now remember, this is what the Holy Spirit told him to write. He wasn't writing his own thoughts. He was writing what the Holy Spirit told him to write. Again, I believe that with all my heart. That the Holy Spirit was writing, using the prophet's hands and writing. And when he said to me, she'll know exactly, I will know exactly what he wants done with that word, then he'll have to reveal it. You see? If he wants me to know exactly what he wants done with that word, he reveals it, I receive it. I'll know exactly what he wants done with that word. Now, what do you think's maybe possibly going on in this hour? As I said last week, now there's so many divisions. Is this church right? Is that church right? This one right? This one right? Oh, this one ain't right. And that ain't right. This one right. Which one is right? He'll judge it by Jesus Christ, the Word. Amen. You see? And only the bride is going to know what he wants done with that word. There's going to be all kinds of interpretations. There's going to be all kinds of ideas. Yeah. There's going to be theories. There's going to be creeds. My beliefs and all these things that go around. Well, I believe the prophet didn't mean that. I believe the prophet meant that. God is his only interpreter. He interprets his own word. But the little bride will know what he wants done. I repeat what he said. The little bride will know what he wants done. Outside of that, it isn't. No. Well, they'll wrestle themselves to the scriptures, to themselves to destruction. They'll just wrestle it. You know? Trying to figure things out. And why is it like this? And why does it have to be like that? And I don't believe this. I don't believe that. I think that's too far. Yeah, well, as you'll sing, each man to his own. Yeah. It's what God has revealed to you personally as an individual. To come in here and do it as a church expression of some church friends ain't getting you nowhere. No. You have to have it a personal. It has to be a first personal revelation to you. And it has to be a personal vindication to you. It has to be vindicated in your life, personally. It ain't what a body of people do. No. Now, if it's bride, universal, it'll be the same. They'll know exactly what God wants done with his word. But you see maybe what's going on? People doing this, contrary to the word. They don't agree with that. It's contrary to the word. They believe it's okay to do this, it's okay to do that, and the scripture says otherwise. You see? But it's individuals. It's all about individuals between them and Christ, what he has placed in your side, inside of you, you see? Now I'm going to read some scriptures now. Mark 4, 11 and 12, and then we'll go back to some quotes if the Lord permits and if I got enough time. I'll try not to hold you too long. I say, I understand that oftentimes things like this, it's not exciting to many people. Now, if I was up here screaming, jumping, going down, slapping you on the shoulder and screaming about this and that and the other, my, you'd stay awake and you'd stay happy and all kinds of things. And go out the door and still forget what was said. Emotion. Yeah. What about the meat of the word? That's what feeds my soul. You see. I have nothing against ministers getting up and screaming, shouting, that's fine, it's place, and many do, and that's their position, that ain't mine. I'm not called to that. I got a little different position than that. Amen. All right? Mark 4, let's begin to read 11th verse. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive. See, they won't be able to discern what's meant by it. They'll never perceive it. And hearing they may hear and not understand. Oh my. Lest at any time they should be converted. You see, if they could perceive and understand, that puts them in a position they could be converted. You see? But because they can't perceive and can't understand, they can be converted. Lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. Oh, my. Been given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom. Sometimes I wonder if we realize how precious it is to understand the mystery of the kingdom that God has given us, that makes us be odd and oddballs and not fit in with the rest of the crowd. You know? I'm so thankful. If it has to come down to fitting in with crowds, friend, I'm so thankful I don't fit in with the crowd. I'm thankful I fit in with the few. Yeah, the very few. Let's begin to read 1 Corinthians 2 now. Like I said, we're just going to read some scriptures and talk about them a little bit first. 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. Let's try to examine these things spiritually and understand. Fourth verse of 1 Corinthians 2. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. Now think of that. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith, or your understanding, the revelation, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. That work that Christ has done for you. We speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God. I looked it up and it says divine knowledge or supreme intelligence. We speak the wisdom of God. Divine knowledge, supreme intelligence. In a mystery. Wow. Think of that. In a mystery. Paul knew that what he would speak, everybody wouldn't understand. That's why he said it'd be a mystery. And only Christ could reveal it to the people. Even the hidden wisdom, it's hidden to many. Which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Hallelujah. Which none of the princes of this world knew. Look where their thoughts was. They couldn't think it. It wasn't revealed to them. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It had been bound down before him if it had been revealed to him. They'd been like a little woman bowed down, washing his feet with her tears and drying his feet with the hair of her head and anointing his feet with oil. Yeah, if they had known it. But see, their thinking was, kill the man, kill the man, get him out of here, kill the man, kill the man. But the little woman was, I love you, Lord, Master, my Lord, I love you. If I can only wash your feet, I have nothing, so I'll wash your feet with the tears that comes from my eyes, seeing that it was something deep on the inside. And she expressed it. Expressed it. What was on the inside? The others, the Pharisees, they was expressing what was on the inside of them and what their thinking was. They couldn't see who he was. Kill him. Crucify him. It's not important what you say. You say that you are the Son of God. Kill him. He's no good. He's a fake. He's no good. He's nothing. Destroy him. Don't pay attention to that word, what the scripture says. It's no good. My preacher said, do it this way, and this is the way I'll do it. But the others, Lord, I hear you speaking to me. Not my will, but thine be done in my life. I am here, Lord, for your service. I commit myself unto thee, Lord. Help me, O God, to be the true prisoner of yours, that you'd have a true preeminence in my life. Preeminence, if he had the preeminence of my life on the other side, I wouldn't be able to do this. I wouldn't be able to go to the movies. I wouldn't be able to do the things with the other young people in this message and do the fiery, evil things that they do. And the hatred they express if I was on the other side. But surely they must be right because there's more of them. There's more message churches that believe that all these things is okay. It's okay to nip your hair off on the incest. Many of them believe that. Why, many of them don't condemn you if you wear all kinds of jewelry and even put a little bit of makeup on. They don't condemn you if they wear a skirt that looks like a man. And there's more of them. Way more than you puny little people that scattered on the earth. He knows our thoughts. He knows exactly how you feel about every word that proceeds from his mouth. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Of course, then we know what would have not been able to happen for us if they wouldn't have. But it was all in God's plan. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. All things. It doesn't leave a scripture undone. It searcheth all things. It don't leave anything undone in our life. It searcheth all things. It goes both directions. He searcheth all things. He leaves nothing unsearched. Nothing. He's God. It's impossible for him to do that? No, it's not impossible for him to do that. He does it. The Spirit searcheth all things. As we sit here today and you listen to me, the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah. He knows what you have need of. He knows what, if he tarries, he knows next Sunday what you're going to hear. I don't, but he does. And he knows what attitude you'll come in with. He knows what attitude you'll leave with today. Toward his word. He knows all about it, you see. I'll have to hurry up. I'm not going to get close today. But God hath revealed... Let's back up. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. See, it examines all things. That's what the original Greek says. Yea, and the deep things of God. It can go way low, it can go way high, but there's no place it doesn't search. The deep things. For what man knoweth the things of a man? Now I want you to think really good about this. Been read many times, you've read it many times, but let's think really good about this. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Okay. Think real good about that. I, being a man, I know exactly what a man wants. Yeah. I don't want to hold baby dolls. I don't condemn anybody that wants to cook, but being a man, I don't want to cook, which no problem with cooking, and some men like to cook. I will to get me by if I have to, if my wife ate there or something. And sometimes I put some things together you wouldn't want to taste because I just throw things together and think, oh, this has got to be good, but it ain't good. But anyhow, I'm not a chef. I'm not a cook. But I don't desire to cook, okay? I don't want to put pretty curtains up and do this, that, and the other. No, that's to my wife. Let her do that, you know. I don't want to put a skirt on. No. I want to put my pants on. I don't wear my boots. No. Yeah. I don't wear a man's shirt because I'm a man. Yeah. And I work on a job because I'm a man. I know what a man does because I am a man. You women know what a woman is. You know, when you was growing up, you liked holding little baby dolls. You know? And some boys are so perverted, they want to hold baby dolls. No, no, I'd be kicking these britches. And that's why some of them turn out gay and all kinds of things. Because they hadn't been stopped and taught. Yeah. But the thing of it is, let's read it now. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. You know exactly what God wants. Exactly. Because that Spirit's in you. You know exactly how He wants it done? When He wants it done? Yeah. Because that same Spirit is in you that wrote that Bible. Ain't that what the prophet said? How could you deny anything that word said if the same Spirit's in you that wrote that Bible? Ain't no way. So when the Bible says do this and do that, ain't no problem. You go do it. Because that same Spirit's in you. Same thing, I have no problem being a man because I am a man. You know? Oh my. I could go out further on that, but I don't want to be embarrassing to people. Let's go on. He says here, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Get this. But the spirit which is of God. That we might know the things. So how are you going to know everything God wants done? Huh? But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So are we going to be in the dark of how to do this and how to do that and this, that, and the other? But it seems, friend, there's so many people in this message are just getting further behind and getting further behind. It's not climbing. And friends, if you ain't climbing, you're getting further behind. Amen. There ain't no standing still. No, sir. You're either climbing or you're falling, one or the other. Friends, there's an urgency, should be in our heart, to climb like we never have before in our life. It's getting close now. Don't keep falling behind. Don't look to somebody else as their example. You look to the Word of God as your example. That's the trouble with all the young people. They look to some other young person in the message for their example. Don't never do that. No. You look to Jesus Christ as your example. You see? I'm not saying there might be a young person that's really on fire for God and really filled with the Holy Ghost and you look up to them. That's fine. But friends, you always look to Jesus Christ first. You see? Don't you pay attention to all this other nonsense? I know when I was growing up, friends, and in my early teens, and of course belonging in the Message Church, you know, there was so many times, I've told you this before, but there was so many times that other young men that was my age, that I was growing up with, they'd want to go do things. That this old boy, and I wasn't even filled with the Holy Ghost yet, but yet I knew it was wrong. I didn't want nothing to do with it. But they was all for it and tried to get me to do it. Come over, let's do this, let's do that. And they go to church just the same as these young people do. Yeah. They dress just like them, act just like them. But when it come when mommy and daddy wasn't around, it was do this, that. My own cousin, one that was just a few months older than me, maybe 3 or 4 months older than me, after service always wanted to come to my house. I wanted to go to the farm. Got to the point, by the time I was 14, 15 years old, I couldn't stand him to come. Because it was just nothing but trash. Oh, his Elvis Presley stuff? Back then, a kid. This, that, and the other? I can't take this. I can't take it. Another would come to my house and he'd always be wanting to fight and wrestle. And let's fight and let's do this and let's see who can hit each other hardest and all this and the other. What's wrong with these kids? You know, I'm a kid, but look at these kids. Got to the point I couldn't stand it. You know? So then naturally, I become a loner most of the time. Because I couldn't stand to be around people. Or sin. Corruption. It wasn't me. Even before Christ filled me with His Spirit. Just couldn't handle it. And the older I got, the sicker I got of it. Why? And they go to church and sing, come up here and sing with the young people and all kinds of things. Nothing but hypocrites. You see? And I seen it way back then. Oh my. And then I look back and see the journeys that many of them took. In the world of sin, corruption, drinking, drugs, all kinds of things. Think, oh God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. But God knew what I was thinking. Even then. He knew what those other boys was thinking. Yes, back then. Yeah. And that's why back then, years ago, I depended on old Brother Luke. He was a lot older than me. But he's the only one who had some sense back then, you know. I thought, at least we wanted to sing, sit there and sing. Maybe he'd play the piano and we'd sing. But I'll never forget the day I brought him, because I'd bring something to eat sometimes, and I brought some pickled pig feet. He thought it was crazy. I thought, pickled pig feet. I don't know if you ever tried it or not, did you? I can't remember if you ever tried it. But I thought, he thought it was crazy. But, you know, he had some sense, you know. A little bit of maturity about him then, you know. And he loved the Lord. And I thought, you know, so I picked me out somebody that, you know, I couldn't stand to be around anybody else. I just thought, well, pick out somebody I can be around, you know. So, but Brother Luke was a lot of help to me at that time, you see. I hope I can be a lot of help to him sometime, you know. I hope I have been. Because you don't know what our journey is when we're growing up. But again, I say, young people, don't look to somebody else. Look to Jesus Christ, the Word. He's your ultimate in life. And remember, God knows all about what you're thinking. Everything. He knows how you feel about things. He knows our attitude toward things, you see. All right? I don't know how I got on that, but anyhow. All right. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Let me try to hurry up here. At least try to get one more before we close. 2 Peter 1. 2 Epistle of Peter and 1st chapter. In the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. Oh, isn't it precious? No wonder Peter thought it was precious. I think it's really precious to understand so far what God has given me. I don't know everything, friends. I'm sure I don't have the revelation of everything, by no means. But with what I have got so far, it's so precious to me. So precious. Have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I was thinking about, thought come to mind again about that skirt deal. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Which one would you say is godliness? This one here that's very feminine looking and looks like a lady and not tight fitting? Or would you think this is godliness? A woman showing her figure and trying to look like a man. Which one's godliness? Godliness is to be like God. What God wants. You see? All right? According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us unto glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh my. I count it a great blessing to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh God, keep me from escaping, or keep me escaping. Keep me escaping constantly all the corruption that's in this world. Oh my. Through lust. Think of it, friends. Again, referring back to that. What's that other kind of dressing all about? Lust. Yeah. Wanting somebody to look at them so they'll lust after them. I was going to get to it, but I won't be able to this morning. But one thing about it, what happens over here in that condition? I'll read it later tonight, Lord willing. If that little woman standing here had the Holy Ghost, she'd have something condemning her that she was wrong. But the prophet spoke of, if there's nothing there to condemn you of that wrong that's there, oh, it's dangerous. But this little woman over here, what would happen to her? Maybe seeing all these other sisters doing that, so-called sisters doing that, and maybe a real close friend doing it, and talk her into it. She may go to the store and get the material, and she may begin to even sew, and something condemns her. This ain't going to be right. This ain't going to be right. This pertains to man's apparel. And this is going to show my figure worse. I'm not going to do it. Lord, forgive me. Oh. This woman down here, she may get in her automobile. She may fly down the highway 85 instead of 70. And there's not a thing condemning her. Doesn't even cross her mind. This little woman over here, the thoughts is coming to her. And, oh, I got to get this thing slowed down. I didn't realize I was doing this. Forgive me, Lord. I don't want to do this. But I'll get to it, but you just hang on. Not today. But this one over here, no condemnation whatsoever. None. Doesn't even bother them. This one over here, it bothers them. What does God see in your thoughts that bothers you? Huh? What bothers you? Approach it. He knows. He knows what bothers you. He knows what eats at you or don't eat at you. And he knows what you'll do about it at the end after the thought process has started. He knows exactly what you'll do. But what does he see? I see what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, he said. And I know your hearts. Amen. You ain't gonna hide anything from God. Amen. Now the thing of it is, and just closing shortly now, if these words that the old preacher gets up and speaking about today begins to work on your heart, maybe you haven't found Christ like you need to. If there's anything at all that begins to work on the inside, any, just a little bit of deep calling to the deep, you ought to lay aside everything today and pray and cry out to God. Because the hour will come when there'll be no time for that. It'll never happen again if it ain't already too late. See? But as many times it happens, the cares of life chokes. I I got more important things to do than to make sure I'm right with God. I got more important things to do. And we want to fill our lives up so much with things that we don't give God any time. Yeah. You say, well, I couldn't do nothing if I was praying. And say, friends, you can do it while you're working. You can talk to the Lord while you're mowing grass. Absolutely. God, don't expect us not to mow our grass. God, don't expect us not to clean our home. No. But he does expect us to have his mind in whatever we do. Our thoughts be his thoughts. Yeah. Yeah. So that maybe when you are mowing grass, maybe accidentally the mower throws a rock, bang, goes through the neighbor's window. And maybe you didn't know a thing about it. And the neighbor comes out screaming at you. You just busted my window. Oh, what do we want to do then? Is it going to be, oh, friend, forgive me. I didn't know I did that. I'll make this right. Let me fix that for you. I don't want no hardships. No, let me take care of this. Or it's going to be, how do you know I did it? Huh? What's it going to be? Maybe if you'd have been meditating and talking to the Lord while you're mowing grass and yourself where you belong in the Spirit, maybe things have been handled different. Yeah. Maybe just been handled a little bit differently. You see? Friends, I know it may seem like something so little, but regardless how I'm unable to present it, God knows exactly what you're thinking. He knows what you feel about it. Any of his word, he knows. He knows whether it bothers you to come against his word. He knows whether it doesn't bother you. Yeah. He knows. He knows if you're just living a happy-go-lucky, so-called religious realm. You know. He knows. Or whether you're really sincere with him. And it's really something real in your heart. Let's all stand. Praise his wonderful name. Let us bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, again we thank you for your precious word. And many times, Father, I wish there was some way I was able to present it much better. And Lord, but regardless how I could present it, Lord, if you don't dip it down in our hearts, it doesn't do any good. It's just known as parables to us, and we don't know it. But I trust that each and every one of us in here has been given to us to know the mystery of the kingdom. And Lord, know what it is and what you want in our lives, and know how you want it done. But Lord, we'll know what you want done with your word. Father, our thoughts will not be contrary to it, but it'll all be pushed aside, and it'll be your thoughts. We'll have truly the mind of Christ. And Father, you'll express through us that we have them thoughts and your thinking of what you would want done with your word. We walk as a people that would be a people of understanding, knowing Lord Jesus. I trust now that you will place these words in our heart and help us to not forget these things, but may you write it upon our heart that, Lord Jesus, we had not sinned against thee, come against your great ways that you want expressed in our lives. So we pray now thy will be done. And again, Father, as we leave this little building, may we by the Holy Spirit be able to take these words with us and express it. And bless these people, Lord. Watch over them, keep them safe. And as they travel back to their homes, wherever they may go, we ask that you would watch over them, keep them safe, protect us, Lord, and bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. In your lovely, glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'll say amen to Jesus. Amen all the time. Amen in sorrow. Amen rain or shine. Yeah. it's yes to God forever. Oh, hallelujah. What's best for me? And so I'll just say amen, whatever it may be. May the Lord Jesus bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Praise his name.